Welcome to episode 8. I'm Oni.
I'm Poutine.
I am Pikachu.
Today we would like to introduce something different from what we have done before. Previously, we've mostly done open world or sandbox games, and we did stuff like Pokemon Go. The game that we'll discuss today might not be very acceptable, but it is a game that requires quick wit. So buckle up and...
Hello listeners, I'm Pikachu, will be your host today on episode 8. This game is created based on the game Mafia. Hopefully you have played Mafia at school or with your friends, so to get the basic idea of how the game works. It is one of the trending games in the year of 2020 that has already started to be famous for several months. So you might have already seen it and started playing it, or noticing your friends, classmates or acquaintances playing it, or at least you have heard it sometimes in this year. We know you already have the game Among Us in mind, do you? The game Among Us was initially released on June 15, 2018 by Inner Sloth, although lots of my friends thought it is released in 2020. But what makes it so capable of being so popular in the year of 2020? Here we go! Through this episode, we will be providing explanation for that. Hello everyone, Pikachu here. So this time, in this episode, I'm gonna introduce you to the game Among Us. So the game Among Us is you have to see what the imposter is doing and the action that they had. So my first question would be, how does it further boost your observation skills? For me, I think it will be because you have to watch out what the actions is the imposter is doing. Is he like killing someone, or is he like finding some blind spot that people couldn't see him so that he could kill the crewmates in the spaceship to win the game? So what do you guys think?
I feel like it's the advantage of playing this game is that you'll eventually learn how to maybe convince people and like talk to people and just overall learn other people's behaviors.
I would say that it actually trains your verbal skills, because you know, like if you're an imposter, you need to act innocent during the meeting, and you need to make others think that other people are the imposters, and if you are the innocent guy, then you need to like prove that you are innocent and not the imposter. And it also like it trains your skills of like mission planning and strategy planning, and also like logic thinking, because you need to find out the imposter. Yeah.
So moving on. So as you have to type in the chat, so do you think this the game can let you to learn a new language, as you can join some online games in different countries?
Yeah, well, as you know, there are three different servers: Asia, Europe, and North America, right? So you'll always meet someone new and online, and then maybe they have a different first language than you. And then you can interact with them if you're interested in that language, and you can talk with them more, and eventually it's possible to make friends over the internet. That's also one of the beauty of multiplayer games.
I agree with that, because, you know, like, most of the multiplayer games have those aspects that Oni just discussed. So I feel like, yeah, because I have like the similar experiences before. So basically it's like playing games and you find like people that really like you, and like their personalities are really similar with you. So, you know, you can make friends, and I've done that. I've actually made a few Russian friends, and they taught me a few phrases in Russian. So I feel like in Among Us, it's basically the same. And, you know, interact with people from different places and learn their culture and their languages.
So I feel especially when you are learning a new language, then maybe sometimes doing assignments or watching academic videos might be boring, and then through texting in the game, you might actually learn the language easily and faster. And like you said, you can also learn their culture while playing the game.
Definitely.
Yeah. If you vote the if you think the person is imposter, but you vote wrongly, is your crewmate. So, do you think this game can let you learn from mistakes?
I agree with that because you know, like most of the multiplayer games have those aspects that only just discuss. So I feel like because I have like the similar experiences before. So basically it's like playing games and you find like people that really like you, and like their personalities are really similar with you. So you know, you can make friends, and I've done that. I've actually made a few Russian friends, and they taught me a few phrases in Russian. So I feel like in Among Us it's basically the same, and you know, interact with people from different places and learn their culture and their languages. So I feel
especially when you are learning a new language, then maybe sometimes doing assignments or watching academic videos might be boring, and then through texting in the game, you might actually learn the languages easily and faster. And like you said, you can also learn their culture while you're playing the game.
Definitely.
Yeah. If you vote the if you think the person is imposter, but you vote wrongly, is your crewmate. So, do you think this game can let you learn from mistakes? Have a chance for you?
Well, I don't feel like it does, because after voting your crewmate, and if that person is innocent, there is really nothing you can do to, like, you know, fix that, right? So, like, I feel like it's just, oh, you made a mistake, and that's it. I feel like most people just kind of get away with it, and just, like, there are some trolls online that just randomly vote and claims for someone to be imposter. So I feel like that's more of a problem rather than it being a lesson that teaches you.
Yeah, I agree. So I feel like, yeah, you know, like those games do have like some people that are not that kind. I mean, like those communities are basically a smaller version of our society, and you know, there are good people and bad people. So yeah.
And in terms of learning from mistakes, because I feel like it is, because when you vote the person wrongly, maybe you observe better next time when you get back into the game, and then next time when you vote, you might I saw this person killing another, and I'm just gonna kill that person.
I see.
And I feel like this game somehow promotes deception, as an imposter has to claim him or herself innocent. Do you think this game promoting deception?
I won't say that, because I feel like it's just an element of the game, and that's it. It's not about like betraying your friend or things like that. It's just a game, and I think that's it. Yeah, it's like when you're playing like certain cardboard games with your friends, you won't be like, because I betray you in the game, I will betray you in the reality as well. So I feel like it's just entertainment, and
yeah, certainly, because there are many other games that is like Among Us. Like, let's say there's Mafia and Werewolf, etc. They all have this element of the game. I feel like, well, if people can clear the mindset of a game being just a game rather than separated from what the relationship in real life, I feel like it's fine, it's okay.
So out of 10, how would you rate this game?
I would actually rate it a 9 out of 10. I feel like, because I love multiplayer games, this is just really a nice game. If you get enough friends to play with you, it's just amazing, because overall, you get to interact, you get to talk, you get to learn each other's behaviors. It's just the ideal multiplayer games that you can play with friends. So I feel like it's just a really well designed, especially during the pandemic time. This game really just got popular recent times because of pandemic, because people can't really hang out and play Mafia together or Werewolf together, right? So they just instead use this online substitution, and then it's just really great. So yeah.
Yeah, same here. I would like to rate it with a 8 out of 10 with similar reasons, because, you know, I do have friends that we used to play like those games like Mafia and Werewolf a lot face to face in the past, but now, you know, because of the pandemic, we have moved on to like the online version of those games. And I feel like Among Us, the core way of playing is basically the same, or I can say they're similar. But, you know, Among Us is more like complicated, and you have like more ways of interacting and more aspects in the game. So it's not just about like cardboard games. It's about like strategies and running and fixing stuff and things like that. So I feel like it's based on those good old fashioned cardboard games, but it do have more complicated methods of playing. So I would say that it's innovative, and that's basically the reason that I would like to give it this mark.
For me personally, I would rate 8.5 out of 10, because this game kind of let you to learn new languages, and moreover to collaborate with people, and maybe you can make some friends there. So when you make them friends, maybe sometime you can chat with them in their language, and you know more about the places that they live in, or their culture, or what they love to eat, and their personality, and yeah, basically.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah. Let's hear how Among Us is beneficial for the others, and how does it affect them doing.
Among Us is a game that's been recently popular, and there's many reasons why. With how Among Us plays, it could help and even with your life. One of the main focuses of Among Us is how you'll try to be tactical, from how you talk to how you act, and end up affecting how the game goes up and will end. You go for more unique strategies, making you think outside the box and throwing problems. You'll either have to be smart or sneaky when trying to kill everyone, or figuring the one who's all behind it. With everything said, it allows for someone to be more creative and even develop skills in an environment. With the pandemic still occurring, Among Us can be used as a way to develop your creativity and skills instead of having to possibly risk your life without getting a sickness. Among Us can actually help with knowledge and creativity when trying to get to a certain point. You could also use it as a way to meet more people and see how they interact.
Okay, is that it? Yeah, cool.
Alright, how does Among Us benefit me, you ask? Well, basically, when I first got the game on my laptop, it was really fun when you play with friends that you know and like hang out with. But when you play with random players, it's just not that good. But how it benefit me? It's actually better if you buy Among Us on the laptop instead of phone, because you can actually you have a bigger screen, it's really easy to move, and you have hotkeys to kill easily, and it's just way much better than Among Us, so that's why I don't play on Among Us, but it's definitely probably one of the best games in its prime, maybe, in 2020. This was after when Fallout came out, and like Among Us just randomly just soared up, and everyone's playing it now. Like, Fallout is just dead now, and like people are still playing Among Us, people like me, because it's really fun when you play with friends, and like you can do like just do lots of challenges with it, which makes it really interesting. And how it benefit me, it really takes up your time when you want, you know, time being wasted when you have nothing to do, basically. Like once I was playing at like 8 p.m. and then all of a sudden it was already like 2 a.m. without even realizing it. So yeah, it really takes up a lot of your time when you want time to waste. And it's really fun to spend time with friends because of all this COVID thing, since we really can't do much outside. So getting Among Us is probably a good thing to do when you want to spend time with like friends and stuff like that when you can't do that outside. So I definitely recommend buying it on the laptop because it's a bit better instead of getting on the mobile. But if you can't really get on the mobile, then that's just fine. But the benefits of just getting on the laptop is just a lot better, like I already mentioned. So yeah, how does it positively affect in my life during this pandemic? Well, we are in a time where we can't hang out with our friends at the moment because of the recent COVID cases that are still increasing right now, and the recent ban that BC implemented where we can't have any social gatherings until like the 23rd and something like that. And honestly, Among Us is definitely one of the best games to play when you just got nothing to do at home, because it gets all your friends together and you just have a great time playing the game and, you know, having fun with all your friends and socializing, all that stuff, while you can't do that outside. And it definitely had a positive impact to my life during this pandemic, because I got to play with my friends and just, you know, waste some time that I needed. And it definitely affected my friend's life as well in a positive way, because every now and then we play like Among Us like every night, and it's just honestly a blast, and it's definitely a great game. I'm just happy it got popular when we are in a need of like a game to play, because earlier Fall Guys was the game that became really popular, and Among Us just somehow just became popular again, because this game came out like 2 years ago and suddenly like every person play it now, and it's really cheap as well. It's like free on the mobile and it's just like $5 on Steam. So I definitely recommend playing Among Us when you just got nothing to do and want to hang out with your friends, since we can't do that. So yeah, it just has a lot of benefits as well, as it helps hone people's logic and social skills, especially during a time when we are stuck at home and like in need of socialization. So yeah, so definitely impacted my life in a positive way, and definitely impacted my friend's life in a positive way, and hopefully anyone else that plays Among Us.
Among Us is one of the best games that we have chosen, as mentioned earlier. However, I would also love to stretch out the downside of it. So the first downside will be promoting deception. So the imposter will have to deceive the other crewmates to think that he or she is not the killer. So as mentioned, why it is promoting deception? Because in the chat, you will have to make yourself innocent, so that people are not being skeptical that people is gonna think that you are the imposter, and so you will not being kicked out the game. And if you keep playing it, then you might end up having the habit of lying, so you will eventually be lying to everything, or maybe just in daily life you'll be lying the whole time. So that's not really cool. And the last downside that I would like to stretch out is murder based game. So the imposter will have some artillery such as knife or sword, so to kill the crewmate. And as I mentioned, this game is a murder based game, so like faster the imposter kill all the crewmate, then and they will win. And it also somehow promotes Valorant, as mentioned, that you have to kill every of the crewmate in the spaceship in order to win the game. So, and that's it for the downside of the game.
Thank you for tuning in for our episode on Among Us. You can check us out on our website for more about this game on the blog page. You can follow us on social media to stay updated to the news. Once again, thank you for listening, and until next time, game on.